the voice tree to get 6% of proven educating how to persuade the government. But this isn't something that's particular to Peru. Throughout Latin America, about a quarter of the children don't go to school, even in the more wealthy countries such as Chile and Brazil. So the first 3 years we spent investigating how best to get the children to recruit the poorest children. These are street children, semi-abandoned children, and the children living in the poorest neighborhoods where mothers often don't have husbands, but they have three or four or five or eight children by different husbands or different men, who the men don't look after the children or don't give any financial support to the families. So the mothers are inclined to have the children go into the streets and beg or do something other than go to school. In addition to that, it costs money to send the children to school, even though it's considered a free education system. It costs roughly $200 a year for a child to go to school, and a very poor family can't afford that, naturally. So here we are. It's the 1st of August, the beginning of August, and we have a dentist here. They're going to our various schools in the Trujillo area, giving free dental service to our children and to the parents of our children, and if there's time and availability of dentists, to the community at large. These are extremely poor communities, and some of them we have to give the dental clinics out of doors because there's no electricity, and it's the winter time here, and so it's overcast somewhat. So there's not enough light inside. So that's worked very well. We spent our first 3 years learning how to do it. We spent our second 3 years opening shanty schools in the different parts of Peru in order to be able to demonstrate to the government later on that in every society, in every type of environment, whether it be the mountains or the desert or the coastal plain, or the jungle, that our system works, and indeed it does work very well. About 80% of the children we recruit end up as students in the national school. It takes us about 2 years to get them completely prepared. During that time, we feed them, we look after their health care, and we try to get their mother jobs if possible, or help them get into a microfinance business so they won't be tempted to make children work again, take them out of school. In general, it's worked very well. This August, we'll open additionally in Bogota, Colombia. We've opened our schools once we proved that it worked. We've opened them in various countries throughout Latin America. We opened earlier in Colombia, but it was up on the Caribbean coast, and we now want to go straight to the capitals because since what we're doing works and it's been adopted by, being adopted by the Peruvian government, we want to get the other governments of the countries where we work to adopt it there too. We work in Panama, we work in Ecuador, we work in Venezuela. I'm not saying the government in Venezuela is cooperating with us, but our project goes very well. We work in Bolivia, we work in Argentina, we work in Chile on and off, and of course we work in Peru. So now we're going to Colombia. It's been a very challenging few years for us recently. We tend to fund our own projects with our own work. We're not wealthy, but we do work and earn money, put the money into our projects. People find us and like what we do and offer money. That's not been happening lately because of the economy. We also have quite a few volunteers who work with us, and they help a great deal. They really shorten the workload we have and allow us to open schools. We've opened 60 schools so far, and some of them are now on standby due to finances or due to the fact that particularly in Peru, the government itself is now working as our partners, because they see how easy our project works, and so they often put a teacher, their teacher, in our school, and we work together, and works quite well so far. We're trying to duplicate that in all the other countries where we work. So that's where we are now in the 1st of August, and I look